Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Real friends, real laughs.
Star 102.5.
So have you noticed any changes when you go to the movies lately?
Yes.
People acting differently, making themselves more at home, maybe?
I think it's the lounging chairs.
Is that what it is?
I don't know what it is. People are making questionable decisions.
Our friend and coworker Luke, he brought this up to us, and Luke got him on the phone here. You've noticed a couple of things. So you've seen Avengers more than once, right?
I've seen it twice, and each time that I've gone to this movie, I've had a different, interesting, weird experience.
Oh, okay. Good.
All right, what happened the first time?
Okay, so the first time was the opening night. It was at, like, late Thursday night showings.
Uh-huh.
I went to the 9:30 show over at Jordan Creek, and as I'm walking into the theater, I see this young, it looks like high school couple come walking out, and they are panicked. Like, they are really upset. They are holding one of those animatronic babies that they give you in, like, health class. And they are freaking out because minutes before the movie is set to start, this baby has decided to have a meltdown.
Oh, so the birth control worked.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yay, taught the kids a lesson. Good.
And it was just so funny to me because I've never seen one of those in the wild before. I've heard about them.
You're right. And I have never either.
No.
That's funny. Yeah.
And the funny thing was is I almost went into dad mode because I have a 3-year-old now, and I almost wanted to look at them and be like, don't worry, it gets better.
What? You're still in that mode? You're not in the judging mode yet where you look at them and go, oh, parents these days.
Who would bring a baby to the movie theater?
Just put a bottle in its mouth already.
I mean, for about the first half a second before I realized that it was a fake audio track of crying, I did think, like, who brings a baby to a movie at 9:30? I mean, it's getting so loud.
Well, I have to admit, I took Theo to Spider-Man when it was an afternoon showing. He was just a baby.
Yeah.
And there was nobody there. And right. He slept through the whole thing. It was just so loud, I couldn't believe it. I was like, you won't sleep at night, but through this, you sleep like,
yes.
No, yeah. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. All right, so what was the other one, Luke?
I was actually leaving the movie, and as I was kind of in that area in front of the Jordan Creek Theater where, you know, they have the ticket booth,
uh-huh.
As I was passing by there, I heard meowing, and I look over, and there is a couple people standing at the counter buying tickets, and they have, in a carrier, a cat.
No.
And I'm thinking to myself, okay, there's got to be a rational explanation for this. They had some sort of appointment in the mall somewhere, and they were on their way out. They decided to buy tickets, and then they're going to leave. And so I kind of stood there for a second, and I just watched. And I kind of felt bad for doing it, but I did it anyway. And no, they didn't, get their tickets and go to their car. They walked right into the theater with a meowing cat.
That is so bizarre.
I like that your brain also went to, what sort of appointment could a cat have at Jordan Creek?
It might be trying on clothes at Build-A-Bear. I don't know.
I'm assuming, like, a therapy cat? Is that a thing? A therapy?
I'm sure it is.
So that's what I thought it was. And I have no judgment on people that have therapy animals. But I just thought to myself, man, if I were in that movie and a cat was meowing through the entire movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it's just a cat person who's decided they're tired of dog people taking their dogs everywhere, and I'm going to bring my cat, too.
Oh, taking a stand.
I mean, the Iowa Cubs don't have cat days. They could always start something like that.
Mm-hmm. Meow.
Thank you, Carl. Carl, I'm impressed
welcome.
That you've gone with a cat at the movie reference, and you haven't gone with Black Panther yet. Good for you.
I was kind of hoping that was the name of the cat.
Yes. Thanks, Luke. Have a good
Thanks,
one.
Guys.
Bye. Curious, have you seen anything at the movies? The way people act, what they're taking in,
mm-hmm.
What they're doing. That you're like, people didn't used to do this at the movies.
No. And I don't think you should dress up for the movies, but still, it's just the decor, it's just...
Well, I do think a lot of it is this
down. Lounging
chair stuff, though, and people are kicking their feet. People are bringing blankets. Well, last time I was at a theater, a woman just brought a blanket. Like, she looked like she was curled up in her own little lazy boy. Like,
oh,
at home.
No.
That's too far.
She probably could throw the blanket.
That's too far.
I had her, you know, her feet extended, and she was, you know, right
like
home.
I feel like you're spreading bed bugs. I just do. It's freaking me out.
Kicked her shoes off.
Okay.
It's not your
do
home.
You have to keep your shoes on?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Are we all, even though your chair is lounging?
I think so.
Shoes okay. on.
If it matters to Central Iowa, it matters to us.
Follow us on Twitter @Star1025.